were in Dublin with the University of Ulster, you know, released some of their research into how this humanitarian crisis is affecting our children. And I think that's where the Ombudsman for Children, they are aware of the situation, but I don't think they realise the extent of the mental health issues in our children that they're experiencing. And I think they need to come and see that presentation and come up with solutions how we can help our children moving forward. Remember, our children are living under severe stress as they're watching their parents stressed, trying to figure out how on earth they can get on this scheme, number one, how they can navigate the finances of this scheme, you know, and they're dealing all the while with living in a crumbling home, you know, and there's a lot of children affected, and the research is due to come out now before Christmas, I'm led to believe, and I think that research will be eye-opening. So we have to now think of our young people as well who are living and breathing this as well.
And in terms of the research that's been prepared by Ulster University, we know that Dr. Karen Kirby has done a lot of work on this along with her researchers. You believe that will be reading that Niall Muldoon and his team are going to have to get into. That's research they're going to have to really pay attention to.
Almost definitely. There's no denying it. It is eye-opening. You know, we already knew that our children are struggling mentally, you know, as our parents. But this just confirms that this is peer review research. So there's no denying the effects on our children and their mental state of mind. So that's why he needs to get involved. The Ombudsman for Children need to see this. They need to come up with solutions how to help our young people get through this humanitarian crisis that Donegal and beyond are experiencing.